Test 70, Section 3, Question 14. Here, we're looking at an inference question, what must be true. And it says, the most important function of epic poetry is to transmit the values by which a group of people is to live. So epic poetry, number one important, pass on the values. This transmission is accomplished not by an explicit discussion of those values, but rather by their embodiment in heroic figures. Okay, so not by explicit, but embodiment in heroic figures, who are presented as role models. So they're presented as role models. Imitating those role models gives meaning and direction to the lives of those who hear the poems. So imitating it gives meaning and direction. So it's saying, look, you know, epic poems, the purpose is passed on values, not by stating it, but by having heroic people who embody those, and then people imitate that, and that gives meaning and direction. So A, an important function of poetry is to give meaning and direction to the lives of those who hear and read it. Maybe. I'm going to hold on to it, because it says the most important function, and then it talks about later that imitating that gives meaning, so maybe. I'm going to hold on to it. Epic poems accomplish their most important function by presenting heroic figures as role models. That seems even better, because if it says the transmission is the most important thing, and the transmission is accomplished by presenting heroic figures as role models, that actually is almost perfectly stated. And it's a little bit better than A, because we don't necessarily know with 100% certainty that an important function is to give meaning to the lives. It's just that we do know that it does happen to do that. When values are represented in poetry, they're rarely, if ever, set forth. We don't know about poetry generally, just epic poetry. For many groups of people, heroic figures serve as role models, embodying the values by which those people are to live. The problem there is many groups of people. All we know is that's a function of epic poetry, and we don't know how many groups there are, so we don't know for sure. Only epic poetry presents heroic figures, and that's too strong. We don't know about other types of poetry. And so therefore, in this case, answer choice B would be our correct answer. Even though this one I think is tricky, because there are other answers that are supported, but not with 100% certainty like B is.